Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll see if I can't find that echo. Let's see. Okay, we have got a great show for you today. We have got my co-host and best friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in live from the Ozarks. Rhonda, I muted you again for a minute to see if the echo will go away. I'm going to unmute you here in a second. And we have got a fabulous guest lined up for you guys today. Rhonda, let's see if the echo went away. It did.
Hi there. I don't know where the echo was, but I am sure delighted to be here on our show today, and I am thrilled about our guest, Dr. Stan, Dr. Breakthrough, who will be here, and we'll get to introducing him in just a moment. I love doing this show and bringing such fantastic people to our audience, don't you?
I do as well. And Dr. Breakthrough is somebody that I've wanted to have on for a couple of months. There goes that echo again. I'll try and talk soft.
I don't know.
Why don't you try talking on? It only happens when I talk because it's echoing through you.
Huh, that's weird.
I know. It happens sometimes. Technology,
sorry,
what can
that.
I say?
How about if I can introduce our speaker and then I can call back in and see if that helps. Would that suit
that
you?
That sounds like a plan. Go for it. Thanks.
So let me just get started with Dr. Stan and then I'll pop back in and I'll unmute my line in just a moment. And I'm sorry, I've got to switch tabs in my computer now. Let me first play this wonderful jingle that he has and gave us permission to use.
Go to Dr. Breakthrough, he'll boost it up. Life be so hard with the right motivator.
Dr. Stan here, expert communicator.
In the big city or in the state, Dr. Breakthrough gon' break the bridge. All finances and relationships, Dr. Breakthrough got the perfect fit.
So what y'all wanna do?
So I just gave us a little bit of that to help with Dr. Breakthrough. And Dr. Stan Harris, Dr. Breakthrough, is just absolutely amazing. And here is a little bit about his background. He was, at 6 years old, he had been beaten up and tarred and feathered by a gang of teenagers. And that started him on his path to learning martial arts so that he could learn how to protect himself. And now, 41 years later, out of all of the people in the world, there are only 10 people who have attained the highest black belt degree, and he is one of them who has it. He's also been inducted into the Black Hall of Fame as well as the Motivational Speaker Hall of Fame. And his, by the way, his website is Dr. Breakthrough, drbreakthrough.com. He has just driven millions of miles giving his motivational speaking along with martial arts skills and quite a wow demo. One of the things that he does is to break a huge stack of bricks in the meetings that he's doing. It's just quite the demonstration. He has been a college professor, has a doctorate in divinity, a PhD in martial arts, and he's had a successful network marketing business and a life and business coaching. So many different things. He is four times over a number one best-selling author and has co-authored books along with people such as Zig Ziglar and many others. And I am just so thrilled to invite you onto our show and to have you here, Dr. Breakthrough.
Well, thank you very much. It's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be on the show. I'm looking forward to having a great time empowering people and enjoying this great relationship that we're developing also. And let me just say parenthetically, by the way, as Dr. Breakthrough, I can't provide the breakthrough. I just prescribe the breakthrough. But when people follow my breakthrough prescription, God Almighty provides the breakthrough that they desire and deserve. All righty, did I lose y'all? Hello.
Are you there, Stan?
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Oh, we lost Rhonda. I'm so sorry. Where'd she go? There she is. Hold on. Let's get her back. Hello, Rhonda.
Said I was going to call back in so that I could hopefully see if the echo would go away. So that's what I did.
And I've got somebody else here with us that I wanted to introduce Dr. Breakthrough to, and that is my dear friends Robert and Terry Talltree from howtoliveonpurpose.com. They were with us last week at Speaking Empire, but I didn't get to introduce them to you. And they really want to meet you, too. They do some similar stuff of really helping people live their purpose and their passion. So, Robert and Terry, thanks so much for joining us. At least I thought we had Robert and Terry joining us.
Oh, dear. It's quite the morning for tech stuff, isn't it?
It really is. Wow.
Well, we'll make sure that you get hooked up. They are just beautiful, beautiful people. I know that you love them, Stan, absolutely.
All righty. Well, that's great. Well, I just got a text from someone that I guess they're hearing us fine and clear now. As a matter of fact, my wife, Nadia, my sweet brown cinnamon sugar, I call her my black diamond, she's listening in at my radio. And so I tell people, I got a wife. She is eye candy, brain food, and spiritual refreshment all in one package. Come on now.
Ooh, I love that. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
So I'd like to, again, appreciate the opportunity of being on the call and appreciate the great work that you're doing. And can I just make a little distinction between a breakthrough speaker versus the average motivational speaker?
Oh, please do.
I would love you to do that.
Okay, because again, motivation is good, don't get me wrong, and we all need motivation. It's kind of like my friend Zig says, but motivation is kind of like taking a shower. You just need one every day. So I go beyond motivation. Again, the motivational speaker is kind of like trying to get the caterpillar to move faster. Now, you both would have to agree that caterpillars need to move faster, right?
They do.
Yeah, but I don't try to get the caterpillar to move faster. What I do, I assist the caterpillar into the cocoon, and then eventually out of the cocoon is a beautiful butterfly. So it's beyond motivation, what I call total transformation. So I use motivation, inspiration, education, entertainment, and oftentimes the martial arts demonstration to assist a person in breaking through to the next level. See, a breakthrough is exploding through barriers that at one time seemed insurmountable. And the operative word is the word seemed, because sometimes my eyes and my senses tell me lies. So we're going to have a breakthrough. It's like one a training I did the other day. We've got to break through doing things based off our emotions and learn to do things based on principle, because if you learn to do the thing, if you do the things that are easy, life will surely get harder. But if you learn to do the things that are hard, life will surely get easier. Come on.
That's really, really good. And oh, so true, right?
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
I love that.
Yeah, so, that's one of the things the martial arts taught us. When you read a little bit about when I got jumped as a 6-year-old boy, you know, by a gang of teenagers, which just recently, we went back to that spot here 45 years later, and we shot a little video. right on the very spot where I got jumped by a gang of teenagers, beaten, tarred, feathered.
Wow.
And but I tell people, Payne University, and I wrote about it in my book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed, Payne University causes some men and women to break, but it also causes others to break records. And so we ought to learn to use our pain to push us to our prosperity. And so, Rhonda and Gina, I mean, all of us, you know, I tell people, behind the glory, there's always a story. And actually, before there can ever be a, before there can ever be glory, there has to be a story. And there's people that go
yep.
through pain and adversity, disappointment, but they learn to utilize that to push them to their prosperity. And so getting jumped and beaten and tarred and feathered actually, in essence, helped me to decide that I wanted to learn to protect myself. And that's how I got involved in martial arts. And that's where I learned the discipline.
Yep.
That's where I was able to apply it to business.
And
I love
it, it really is so true. Had I never experienced my car accident, followed by the 10 years in a hospital bed and wheelchair, followed by learning that I had 12 to 18 months to live, I never would have been able to break through to where I'm at today, living the life of my dreams. For Rhonda,
right.
Rhonda has major visual challenges. Rhonda is legally blind. Had she never experienced that in her life, she never would have become the story lady. She never would have come down the path that she's on right now, helping authors to use their book to build businesses, helping people to really craft their story in a way that inspires others to take action in their lives. It really is so true. If you look at any successful business or entrepreneur, every one of them have that adversity, that story that caused them to experience the success that they now have.
Exactly. And by the way, one of this, you know, I'm also a minister and evangelist. I've been preaching for 35 years. You know, and that's an amazing thing we talked about. People are like, wait a minute, are you a minister? Are you a martial artist? Are you a marketer? I mean, which one are you? I'm like, well, I'm all of those. You know, so we just like to help people. But that's one of the things. Sunday, as I preached in Richmond, Virginia, I told the congregation, you know, we've heard this statement before. You know, death, don't let hurt hurt you. And that's what happened when I was a 6-year-old boy. I got hurt, but I didn't let that hurt hurt me. But here's the thing. By the way, people who have been hurt who have never been healed tend to hurt others. But people who have been hurt who have allowed God to heal them, now they can help others. So we don't want to let hurt us. But here's the thing, though. We also don't want to allow help to hurt us. Help to hurt us. In other words, there's so many times that people, because they've gone through adversity, they don't want their children to go through that adversity. They don't want people to, you know, they don't want people to have pain. And so oftentimes they rescue people out of a situation before that person has learned their lesson. And so sometimes help can hurt us. And I give this illustration, I turn it back over to you. I wrote about it in my book about a little boy who saw the caterpillar metamorphosized in a cocoon, and he saw the struggle. He took his little penknife and he cut a slit, thinking he was going to help that caterpillar. Clumped, half butterfly, half caterpillar, and eventually it died. And he said to his dad, he said, I don't understand. I was just trying to help the butterfly. He was struggling. What happened? And his dad explained. He said, you see, son, God in his infinite wisdom designed that cocoon, that dark place, that cold place, that lonely place, that place of struggle. And that caterpillar, in order to metamorphosize completely, it has to struggle to break its way out. And as it does that, the blood presses its way out to the wings to totally develop the wings. And, son, when you thought you were helping the process and helping that caterpillar that was metamorphosizing to a butterfly, you actually cut short the process. And so because he didn't have to struggle to push his way out, the blood didn't go all the way to the wings to get them developed. And so in essence, he ended up dying. And so it is in life. Each and every one of us have our own cocoons that we must be in. And sometimes well-meaning people will try to deliver us before we're done. And so it's not easy. That's why I said to the lady the other day, and I said, you know, you've got to learn. You know, in life we learn our ABCs, right? Everybody knows ABCs. And to be successful in business, you have to learn your EBCs. And EBC, E stands for take the E, emotion, out of B, business, so you can see greater success. Now, when I say take the emotion, I'm not talking about feeling a relationship. I'm talking about we can't make emotional decisions. We got to make decisions based on principles, and that's what I love about your relationship marketing. Now, it sounds like we got a little static going on also there in the background.
We'll see if I can find a way to fix it.
I'm hearing it, and I kept muting my line, and it still wasn't helping, so I'm not sure what.
Yeah, it wasn't on my end either. I'll play around with it. We'll see what we find.
Okay.
If we can't find it, I'll go get our tech team to help us.
Okay. While you're doing that, I love what you're saying, Stan. And, you know, there's even something else powerful about the butterfly, not only the coming out of the cocoon, but it has to actually eat that cocoon and turn it into fuel, and it has to beat its wings. Otherwise, it will never have the strength to fly away. If the wings are just an empty shell until they get that liquid inside them, and it has to beat them to have the strength to fly. And it's just so powerful what you were saying. And your teaching is really good about taking the emotion out, not to be a robot or anything of that nature, but to be able to be rational in business. I think that's really important, and that's something a lot of people forget because they talk about follow your passion. So what do you say to somebody who goes, wait, if I'm supposed to follow my passion and develop the life of my dreams, how does that relate to taking the emotion out of our business so we can see clearly?
That's a great question. And so let me just clarify. When I say you got to take the E, emotion, out of B, business, I'm talking about as far as you got to learn to do your business based on business principles as opposed to emotion. Now, your passion is something that's going to drive you, which is emotion, but to guide your business, you've got to guide it based on principles. So, for instance, because what happens is people that are passionate, if things don't happen in a certain amount of time, their passion begins to wane and they get a little discouraged. When things don't happen when we expect and want them to happen, we get a little discouraged. But what happens is people of purpose and live by principle say, okay, it's easy when I'm passionate, but if for some reason life throws a curveball, which it often does, by the way, then even if it's not, I'm not getting the results that I expected when I expect them, I'm not going to allow that to get me to deter, to get off, go to the left or go to the right. No, I'm going to continue on. It's like the woman that started Radio 1, Catherine. What she did was she decided she wanted to have this radio show, her own show, and it was such, get this now, it was such a hard thing on her. Her and her son end up sleeping in the studio on the floor. And her mother who meant well said, girl, you, Catherine, listen, Catherine Hughes, give up. You can't do this. This doesn't make sense. This is not rational. I mean, you and your baby are sleeping on the floor. But she had a passion to build. She had this vision that she was going to build this huge empire. And so what she had to do was she had to disregard her emotions, what she felt like doing, which is giving into what her mother said. And she had to do based on her principle, knowing that eventually she would have a breakthrough if she continued on. And now today, her empire, is worth well over $1 billion. And now when she speaks to young people, the advice she gives to young people when it comes to business, it's very, very apropos to what we're talking about, very powerful. And here's what she says to young people, and that is, the thing you've got to do, she says, is you can't listen to the people that are closest to you in your time of building your entrepreneurial empire, because often they will tell you things based on emotions and how they feel and what it looks like and what they think, as she said, and you can't do that. So again, she had a passion to do this, but the principal says, okay, even though some family members, even though I don't even feel like, even though this is like so painful to me now, I've got to keep focused on the very end result of what I want. And that's what I'm talking about based on a business principle, knowing that, for instance, and let me give a biblical principle. The Bible says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. In other words, If it looks like it's going to be a bad weather and you don't sow, there's no way you can reap. So
yep,
a business person says, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of whether it seems like I'm getting the support I think I need and want and whatever else. I just have to do this. And when people do things like that, they end up being people like Gina that have this incredible story, who ends up meeting other people that have these incredible stories. Why? Because they had a passion, but they built their business based on principle. And so sometimes the passion is high, sometimes it's low. Sometimes people are patting you on the back and sometimes they're not. But the thing is, I got a principle, I got my mind made up, I'm set on my objectives, and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, can I throw in a little spin on this if you don't mind?
I would love for you to do that, please.
Okay, as Dr. Breakthrough, I tell people one of the main reasons why, I'm going to give you a breakthrough secret, one of the main reasons why many people don't have an experience of breakthrough, and by the way, I just put up a new site called Breakthrough Tips, Breakthrough Tips, and we give out tips like this, by the way. One of the main reasons why people who want a breakthrough and who desire a breakthrough, who deserve a breakthrough, never get it is because they focus too much on what they want to break through. Now, hear me now. See, a breakthrough means we're in a place of frustration. We're in a place that we got to get out of this. And so what happens is, and I talk about it in my book, what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. So, for instance, when you focus on trying to get out of debt, you just get more of it. Why? Because what you focus on the longest, what you talk about the longest becomes the strongest. So people that experience a great breakthrough, they don't focus on what they want to break through. Here it is now. They focus on what they want to break to. And when you focus on what you break to in the breaking to something, you automatically break through anything that's in your path. So when I stack up, like last week, 22 inches of cement block, and again, you can see me do this on my website, drbreakthrough.com, where I'll talk for a while and then break bricks. But I stack up these bricks, and I put things on them like fear and procrastination and anger and all this and excuses. And then, so I never break bricks by trying to break the stack of bricks. No, I don't try to break the 22 inches of bricks. I focus on getting my hand 3 inches below the 22 inches of bricks, and when I break to that spot, I automatically break through everything that's in between. And that's how I've taken, get this now, tens of thousands of people who have never broken the board, who've never had any martial arts training, and even some have had them break a brick in little as 3 to 5 minutes because I get them to focus on what they want to break to as opposed to just trying to break the board or break through. I've got people said, I've tried this before and broke my hand. I said, no. I'm a grandmaster, first of all. And out of 6 billion people, there's only less than 100 of us that have attained the 10th degree black belt status. So I said, but I'm going to show you with some principles. Focus on what you're breaking to. And I even had from an 8-year-old boy to an 86-year-old man. I even had one place, an 81-year-old woman. I tried to stop her, but y'all know when a woman got her mind made up, you can't stop her.
Oh, yeah,
baby. She's like, I can do this. I was like, no, please. I'm thinking about a lawsuit, right? But she came up there. She broke the board. And by the way, we have that picture right when she broke the board. The picture's in our book, by the way, too. This 81-year-old woman. And when I told that story in another seminar, an 86-year-old man came forward and said, wait a minute, I can't let a woman beat me out. I was like, sir, no, it's not about competition. He said, no, let me do this. And he broke through the board. And folks, that's a symbol of the hard things you're facing in life. I mean, listen, there's things that you're facing in life, whether it's economic or spiritual or relationships or whatever the case, but I'm telling you, every so-called successful person was just like you. See, every master was at once a mess. Therefore, every mess can one day be a master, and then you'll have a message that you can get to the masses, and you can monetize that message and make some money. Oh, come on now. I'm getting excited.
It is funny. Rhonda, what's the name of your book or one of your books?
One of my books is The Instant VIP. I don't know which one you were thinking about.
He's talking about A Message in Your Mess. Don't you have a book by that title?
Oh, ooh. I have a product by that title. It's not specifically a book yet. It's got several components, but I do have Finding the Message in Your Mess, absolutely. And that's
wow.
So true. There is definitely a message in your mess and power in your pain. It's the way that I talk about it. When you turn and wield that and use it to grow.
That's good. That
is
good.
It is good.
But I think
really
I should
good.
Put that up on Amazon. I'll do that.
Okay.
I
wow.
think it's a
wow.
good idea.
Exactly. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, Gina, this is so good and so pop because see, this is where people live. And this is what I explain to people, by the way. In between where a person is now and where they want to be, in between that, there's always something called barriers. The amount of money someone makes now versus what they like to make, in between is something, it's called barriers. The kind of relationship people have, in between where they are now versus what they'd like to have, is something called barriers. The spiritual life that someone, where someone is now versus what they'd like to have, in between that is barriers. Now, here's the thing. Most people think that barriers are there to stop them, and they shrink back from the barriers. No, the people that are so-called successful, and I say so-called because I'll explain that in a minute, the so-called people who are successful are those who learn to go around the barriers, over the barriers, under the barriers, or they break through the barriers. And so barriers literally were made not to stop you. Barriers were made to be broken because the strength it takes to break through that barrier is the strength it's going to take to maintain that next high level that you're reaching.
Really true.
Yeah, they're to make you go through with power, not just amble around and wander your way over. Make you have to go through there with power.
Exactly. And so that's why we're like, again, as Dr. Breakthrough, like I said, I just like a doctor, people have a problem, they go and doctor prescribes, say, okay, so I just give people a prescription. Okay, I know there's things that are in your way, and I know you may have accomplished some things, but there's still more things to accomplish, and all you have to do is have the proper mindset and understand that. So I love to give my favorite illustration, perhaps the best illustration I know of a breakthrough. Could I give that?
Please do.
Imagine, folks, with me, that rocket ship. And when that rocket ship takes off, there's so much combustion. There's so much energy, and it moves so slow. As a matter of fact, those you've seen on television, it's like you can almost reach out and touch it. I mean, it's incredible. And again, it's a good thing the rocket ship is not human. Because if it were human, it'd say something like this: I'm doing all this work. It doesn't seem like much is happening. Something's moving too slow. Nothing seems to really be happening. But see, a rocket ship doesn't run based off its motions. It runs based off its programming. So it just continues to do what it was designed to do. So after a while, that rocket ship starts to gain momentum, and it goes faster and faster and faster. And right about the time it looks like things are going pretty good, all of a sudden, it's about to break through what we call escape velocity. It's about to break through the Earth's atmosphere. And now it starts to rotate wildly, almost as if it's about to be shaken to pieces. And again, if it were human, it's a good thing it's not. But if it were human, it'd say something like this: I can't take it anymore. I'm doing everything I know to do, and it just ain't working. No. It just continues to do what it does. And when I travel and speak, I find people all across the country. They've done everything they know to do, and it seems like their business is shaken to pieces. Done everything they know to do, and it seems like their relationship is shaken to pieces. They've done everything they know to do, and it seems like their life is shaken to pieces. And I tell people, that's not the time to back down. That's the time to continue on, because the next instant, bam, the rocket ship breaks through the Earth's atmosphere. It now breaks through escape velocity, and now that rocket ship is traveling, get this now, 25,000 miles per hour, and it will virtually use no more fuel for the rest of the trip. Out of the 1 million pounds of fuel, 95% is from takeoff to escape velocity. Once it breaks through escape velocity, it firstly uses no more fuel. So in other words, when the breakthrough comes, what took a whole lot of effort, once it experienced that breakthrough, it now does effortlessly what at one time took a whole lot of effort. And that's my message to people today. There are people who are struggling. There are people that it's like I'm not there yet. And many people are right where that rocket ship were shaking because, it's about to break through escape velocity, and it's shaking. It's going, and they give up during that time when really, if they would just continue on, they would experience a huge breakthrough. But you got to understand, the breakthrough is two parts. It's both sudden and gradual. Now, we love the sudden part. You know, when I speak to audiences and I talk about once that thing breaks their atmosphere, oftentimes people break out and applause and so forth. But, you know, that's the sudden breakthrough. We all love that. But here's the thing. Without the gradual breakthrough, you'll never have the sudden breakthrough. So, in other words, when the rocket ship was taking off, moving very slowly, that's the beginning of the breakthrough. And so you've got to understand it's both gradual and sudden, but you can't get the sudden part that we all like until you first put in the gradual part, and the gradual will lead to the sun.
Oh, so true. So for someone who really has never had a lot of experience with this, where do they start to even experience a small breakthrough in their life?
Excellent. We talk about in our book, we actually give what we call, we have a breakthrough system, a seven-step system, and naturally we title our book, "No Breakthrough is Guaranteed." We actually give a guarantee on the book. And so the first thing we talk about is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And that is, see, oftentimes when we want to experience a breakthrough, that means there's some level of frustration there. That means there's something that we've attempted, we've tried, or something we expect to happen and it didn't happen, or some place we expect to be and we haven't arrived there yet. And so I talk about the fact of forgiveness. You have to learn to forgive. Again, in my case, I had to forgive, again, a father who was never there, who left when I was three and never came, never called, never sent mom any money. I had to forgive those teenagers who ganged me, who tarred and feathered me. I had to forgive the hardest thing. I had to forgive myself, because then I had set some expectations, didn't meet them. And so one of the things I tell people, as long as you're in a frustrated state, you are using your energy against you, the same energy that should be used for you. And so you can't stay in that frustrated state, and literally it's going to cause health problems, issues, and everything else. And so the first thing is learning the lesson of forgiveness, letting go of the frustration, letting go of the unmet expectations, letting go of those who have done you wrong, not expecting them to come and ask, because they won't. And sometimes it takes writing a letter and detailing exactly how you feel and so forth, and then burning the letter or whatever. But that first step is forgiveness. And again, you've got to let go of some stuff. You've got to see. I tell people, you know, some people are so in love with their past that they'll never have a future because of some disappointments in the past. They keep projecting those disappointments, hurts, whatever else, pain from the past. They keep projecting that into the future, and so now they're living this present life of anxiety, anticipating the bad that had happened in the past to happen in the future, and they reconjure it. So the first thing is forgiveness of just kind of letting it go, but then there's a place of faith, having faith. You got to get to a place where you have faith at that breakthrough that you can, that something's going to happen. By the way, if you think you are beaten, you are. And if you think you're done out, you won't. If you like to win but think you can, it's almost a sense you won't. If you think you will lose, you've already lost. For this powerful truth we find, success begins with a person's will. It's all the state of mind. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger woman or man, but sooner or later, those who win are those who first think and then know that they can. So the power of faith, believing, trusting. See, the one thing I know is that when someone, as long as someone has hope, as long as they have faith, there's great things that can happen. And so when you have faith, when you believe it, kind of like the Wright brothers, they were determined, they had faith, they believed they could put an airplane, they could put something in flight. And they did. It's kind of like Roger Bannister when they said a man could not run a mile in 4 minutes. His lungs would explode. It's humanly impossible. But see, Roger Bannister didn't believe that. So what he did, and by the way, he was a medical student studying at the time, and so he didn't have a whole lot of time. But what he did, he decided he was going to break that sub-4-minute mile. And he did it. And guess what? And once he had his breakthrough, and once he, because of his faith, then other people started doing it, and there was like 16 people in the next couple of months, and then there was a lot more. Now, by the way, in high school, if you can't run a mile in 4 minutes, you're considered slow. Well, there was a time in history. So people got to have faith. They got to believe. They got to trust. And that's one of the things I love about speaking to entrepreneurs, because there's something about that entrepreneurial spirit that's willing to take a risk, that's willing to step out and say, look, I've got faith, you know, and I'm going to believe. And for a person to experience a breakthrough, got to have faith. They've got to have belief. And that's why it's so powerful and so good to be on calls like this and to attend different webinars and to read empowering books and so forth, because our faith is stirred. Our faith is increased when we hear about other people who have been through things and who have made it. We hear about other people who have broken through their struggles. We hear about other people who may have situations not just like ours, but even worse, and they made it through. And so that encourages our faith. So there's some things that are faith builders. And then, of course, you've got people in life that are faith busters. And they try to pour their negativity and try to drown you in that. And but everything in life we're doing was declared impossible by someone before it was done. So you've got to have a breakthrough mentality and have that faith to believe something's going to happen. You got to believe this thing can come to pass. You got to believe that, yes, you can. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, so often this is the piece that people don't really get. They try to believe. They pay lip service to it. But you need to have faith at a level that is so deep. It's just like when a baby is learning to walk. The baby doesn't believe it can walk. It doesn't try to walk. It knows it can walk, and it just gets up and does it. It's the same thing with anything that you want to accomplish. If you have to try at it, and you don't believe it in your heart and in your soul, as if you knew your own name, you know that you can do whatever you want. Getting there doesn't usually work very well.
But Gina, you know what? The beautiful thing about that is, and that's where really coaches come in. That's what I love.
Yeah.
What I do is because most of my life, in my earlier days, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe I could do things. But guess what? I put people in my life who saw something in me that I couldn't even see in myself, and I took their belief and as training wheels used that. And I saw things happen. And so one of the things I tell people is, even if you don't believe, get connected to a coach, get connected to a mentor, get connected to someone who sees in you that has that faith, and you then could use their belief, their faith, until your own faith kicks in. And there are many things that I've accomplished that I didn't even have that total faith. I didn't have that faith, but somebody else thought I could. Somebody else thought it for me. And I simply leveraged their faith to get my faith in gear. Does that make sense?
It sure does. That's a really good point. That is what makes our work so amazing, isn't it?
I know it.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's why, really, that's why I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's what all of us do.
Yeah. I love working with people and seeing that transformation and seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but most people, they live in that spot where they don't have that assurity. They don't have that faith, and they live in a place called doubt. As a matter of fact, can I give you, in my 51 years of living, this is one of the most powerful lessons I have ever learned in my life. I would to God somebody could have taught me this when I was younger. So it didn't happen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to feverishly, as fast as I can, I'm going to get this message out, and I believe we're going to see people's lives transformed by this one little simple principle that's perhaps the most profound thing I've ever heard. And somebody even said, though, simplicity is profundity's most becoming garb. In other words, when you can wrap something that's profound in simplicity. So are you ready for it?
All right.
And again, we talk about this in our book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. It's doubt. See, I thought in order to be really successful, you got to get to a place where you don't doubt. And I found out that I was frustrating myself because I was trying to get to a place that didn't exist. See, everybody from time to time has doubt. Here is that one statement. In my 51 years of living, here's that one thing that I got that, oh my goodness, changed my life forever, and that is this. What you have to learn to do is you have to learn to doubt your doubts.
Mm-hmm. Say more about that.
Exactly. You got to learn to doubt your doubts. So in other words, I'm about to speak, and I'm going to stack up these 22 inches of bricks, and all of a sudden a little doubt comes in my mind and says, what if they don't break this time? What if you end up breaking your hand? See, that little doubt, you can't stop that doubt from coming in your mind from time to time, but I can stop myself from feeding that doubt to where it gets so big it takes over. So what I do is I just doubt the doubt, and I'll say to myself, well, I doubt that one, and I hit them, bam, and break them. you know, before I speak, something says, well, maybe they don't get it this time. Oh, I doubt that one. Oh, no, 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 no. So, folks, here's what I'm saying. Unsuccessful people, they get this now, they doubt their beliefs, and then they start believing their doubts. People who are walking in their power, they learn to doubt their doubts, and then they believe their beliefs. See, when you do that, now you have what's called congruency, and now you have this aura and this power about you. Like when I speak places, people often say, man, you are so convincing. I'm like, no, I'm not convincing. I'm just convinced.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying
is awesome. Love it.
Yeah, so I'm just speaking from my heart. I'm speaking from what I really believe. This is not something that I read and I said it sounds good, let me say it. No, this is something that I believe, something that I've lived through and something I'm continuing to live. And by the way, I tell people it's not the breakthrough. I still have to constantly have breakthroughs myself. I mean, I'm not exempt from this thing. This is life. Nobody gets out of this thing alive. So that's why I tell people, enjoy it while you're here. But watch this. So you just got to learn to doubt your doubts and learn to believe your beliefs. Because see, here's what happens. Instead of doubting our doubts, we start feeding our doubts, and so that doubt gets so big, and then it takes over our whole thought process, and then literally we start conjuring that thing up. And so again, you're never going to get to a place where you never doubt. Now, you'll get to a place where your doubts get shorter and smaller, and it doesn't come as much, but we're humans, and so all of us will have times when we have that doubt. You just have to learn to doubt those doubts. I tell people they're about to start a relationship, and they say, I don't know. Hopefully this is going to work out. See, the doubts will start coming in. Now, you just got to figure out if it's right for you, and once you got that figured out, now whenever the doubt comes, you just got to doubt it. So, nope, this is good. Not. I hope it works out. No, it's going to work out, and I'm going to work it. And so you got to doubt your doubts, and you got to believe your beliefs, and when you do that, you have what's called congruency, and when you have congruency, you have extra power, and now people are attracted to you, they're attracted to your message, but more importantly, you are now become an agent of transformation for yourself and for other people.
Love it. That is wonderful. You know, Rhonda, we should tell folks where they can get Dr. Stan's book.
So his website is drbreakthrough.com, and is there a link specifically to your book?
Well, there is. Again, if they go to www.drbreakthrough, that's D-R, no period, break, B-R-E-A-K,
right.
Through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H.com. The bottom left side, down the bottom left, they'll see a picture of me breaking bricks. That's the book cover, and they can just click on there and they can order the book. And by the way, the book is not just a book. It's literally an edutaining transformational device. We've got teenagers and young people, by the way, it's the first book they've ever read. It's because they came to a presentation, they heard me, and when the book, I put so many pictures in also to illustrate. For instance, I've got a picture of me laying on a bed of nails. They put 100 pounds of bricks on my stomach while I'm laying on the bed of nails. A guy takes a sledgehammer, breaks the 100 pounds of bricks off my stomach while I'm laying on the razor sharp bed of nails. You know, I got pictures of me jumping 8.5, 9 foot in the air, a guy sitting on a guy's shoulder holding the board, and I'm jumping up, kicking, breaking the board. We got all these different things we have pictures of illustrating, demonstrating things. And so it has a little educational component to it. But watch this. We have a live seminar called Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. And everybody who buys my book will get 2 tickets to that live event, and the tickets are good for 3 years. And we have the events usually once every 4 months somewhere across the U.S., and they'll find out. But they'll get 2 tickets to the live event, and then they also get a 30-minute free coaching consultation before they order the book. So, again, that's drbreakthrough.com, the bottom left-hand corner, and they can see a copy of the book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed, subtitled 7 Simple Steps to Your Success.
Love it. That's great. So click on the book cover on Dr. Breakthrough, drbreakthrough.com, and you will get to the book and the bonus package, which is like $2,500 value or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, so get all kinds. Like I said, it's just incredible. We'll load them up with value. I like to. Somebody said under promise and over deliver, but I like to promise big and deliver bigger.
Right.
And I noticed, Gina, I've been all on your sites. You do the same thing, and I think that's what I love about this whole relationship marketing and this whole you know, my main mentor, William Bailey, who originally mentored Jim Rohn in the early days and Les Brown, all these guys, but Bill Bailey had a company way back in the 70s, one of the original people in network marketing and home-based business, and his company was grossing like $64 million a month. I'll never forget, in one of our coaching sessions, I said, Mr. Bailey, what in the world did you do? What were you selling? What did you do to make $64 million a month? He said, young Dr. Stan, you're asking me the wrong question. I said, okay, I apologize. What's the right question? He said, you should have asked me how many people's lives did I add value to that resulted in $64 million. He said, because you see, if you bring value to the marketplace, then you become valuable to the marketplace, and then they'll then return value to you. So he said, young Dr. Breakthrough, young Dr. Stan, he said, just get very good at delivering extreme value, and you can't help but receive value in return. I was like, wow.
Mm. Wow. That really is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Gina, that's what I love about what you're doing, because see, we have a world of people today that's always, what can I get out of you? What can I get out of you? What can I get out of you? You and Rhonda, you guys have this. What you do is you say, look, how can I help you? How can I assist you? How can we benefit each other? And that's what's the amazing thing is in life is the finding people that understand it. They you know, having that clue of understanding that if we just help each other and be a blessing to each other, I mean, I'm telling you, that true riches are when you can enrich someone else's life. And when you enrich someone else's life, you can't help but receive it yourself. And so I'm so thankful and grateful. I appreciate you, again, allowing me the honor of coming on your show and allowing us to be able to talk about some of these principles with your listeners. And, of course, we sent out to our list also so that some folks can get on the call. Because a lot of people out there, they want to experience a breakthrough. And a lot of people, they need to, and they want it. And so we believe that listening and hearing and being exposed to these things can really help them, will empower them. And I just so appreciate, you know, the good work that you're doing. And, you know, I've been following you online. Of course, we met you at the seminar. And we need more people in the world like you.
So my mission is really to help every person on this planet live the life of their dreams. And the vehicle I use for doing that is a business that uses the power of the Internet. But I know that it's not a mission that's achievable by myself. Mm-hmm. In order to reach that, I really have to touch people's lives in a way that gets them to go out and touch the lives of others too. Together, we really can touch every life on this planet. And together, we really can help every person on this planet to live the life of their dreams. So I've simply created a system that allows anyone to go out and touch the lives of others in the same way that I do, by having a business that can really make a difference for people. And if we all go out and do that, imagine the impact we can make on this world in a very short period of time.
Absolutely. And what I do is similar in helping people to create their book that shares their message and also grows them a legacy. That's all about touching lives and bringing change to the world and bringing greatness into this world. So we all do the same thing, just through a slightly different lens. And it's a beautiful thing to do that and realize how many lives are being touched.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, can I give, I have what's called a daily attitude adjustment. You know, so many people, you know, of course, we travel, we speak, we preach in churches, we do business trainings, we just want to empower people any way we can. I have people ask me constantly, and they always ask my wife, too, is he like this when he's at home? She's like, yeah, and sometimes he's worse. But
oh, no.
But they usually ask me about my energy level, my attitude, and so forth. And so I developed a years ago a thing called an attitude adjuster that every day I read this or quote it to myself, and I would love to allow your listeners to hear this. It's about 3.5 minutes. And I've
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Okay. So I've taken a bunch of these powerful statements and put them together. I call it my daily attitude adjuster, I think it was Zig Ziglar who said it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. And so if you want to go high in life, it's based on your attitude. So we got to daily adjust our attitudes. And also it's something that puts me in the zone. Anybody that's in sports understands about being in the zone and being in that creative space where I just feel like invincible. So it goes like this. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I am healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities, which I would use that value to other people's lives. Knowing that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me, and it has attracted me from many sources because it's also a tool to be used to help those in need. I may have been broke, busted, and disgusted, but now I declare I'm rich, growing, and overflowing. I'm experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback, but setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I'll make lemonade out of life lemons, and if life dares to knock me down, I'll fall on my back realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination, thus I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. And I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. So I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come. Man, I get excited.
Where can I get that?
Oh, I want that. Where can I get it?
If you will just email me at Dr. Breakthrough, that's drbreakthrough@aol.com, I'll send you the hard copy, and I have it in MP3 form set to music, so it has me set to music. We've got radio shows, by the way, that play this every single day. We've got people all over the world that use this. So, again, just email me at drbreakthrough@aol.com, and anybody that's listening, if you just want to just put in the subject line, Attitude Adjuster, we'll send you the Daily Attitude Adjuster, the hard copy as well as the MP3 format. And, again, that's me reading that set to music. And you see how I use that just to daily get myself in the zone and to daily get me fired up?
Yeah.
Holy cow, yes.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes, yes, yes. So again, I tell people we have to, especially if you're in a place and you're in a very degrading situation and negative environment, well, B.F. Skinner was wrong when he said we're a product of our environment because I came up in a very terrible environment. What I say is you're a product of your mindset. That's the thing. So what happens is you can determine your mindset and you can change and get the mindset the way you want it to be, and that mindset then creates what happens. The Bible says, as man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And, of course, the Robert Allen, the book, Mr. Allen wrote that book, As a Man Thinketh. And that's so powerful And so, but I had to decide that I had to stimulate, motivate, move myself. As a matter of fact, you know, again, I'm so thankful for my sweet brown cinnamon sugar, and she travels with me about 99% of the time, and we just have a time of our life. And as a matter of fact, we got a new book coming out next week called Position to Prosper, 8 Golden Nuggets to Ensure Your Prosperity. But we travel together, and again, sometimes people, you know, she's so encouraging, and she's so just amazing. But, you know, sometimes people say to me, Dr. Breakthrough, who motivates the motivator? And, you know, I'm so glad my wife does oftentimes what I said, but many times I do. You know, you can't wait for somebody else to motivate you in those times you need it. You have to be able to do that yourself. And so this is something I developed that years ago. It started resetting my mind and resetting my whole attitude in this. Like, and it's amazing the things I start attracting through the day when I start my day. And sometimes, by the way, I have to do it twice in a day, right? Ooh. But we get the job done.
Cannot help but be in a better zone from saying
and
that.
And when you get the mindset piece right, you can really get all the other stuff wrong. You can set your website up the wrong way and not do the follow-up the wrong way. You get the mindset piece right, and you still get amazing results in your business. But the opposite is also true. Do all the stuff in your business perfectly, but get the mindset piece wrong, and you're almost always left empty-handed.
Wow. Man, that's good. You're so right. As a matter of fact, I have a friend and I, we came with what's called Your Smell Hands-Free Money System, and one of the things we developed was a two-sentence wealth structure. And the people love, you know, when you can take stuff and make it real easy and simple. So we say, okay, how about in two sentences we can tell you how to create wealth? People are like, oh, yes. So so we started teaching this, and the first sentence was find out what poor people do, and whatever you do, don't do the same things. Number two, find out what rich people do, and whatever you do, do the same things. But after a while, we found out, again, that still wasn't the key. See, it's not just enough to do what rich people do. We had to tweak it and say you have to think like rich people think, and then do what rich people do. Because like you said, if you don't have the mindset right, you can do the right things, but if you don't have the right beliefs, just on the right mindset, you don't get the same results. And conversely, so like you said, when you have the right mindset, then even if the other things aren't right, they'll start to get into place. And by the way, let me throw this in here about procrastination, because there's so many people that procrastinate. And when I do my demonstrations, I'll have boards, and on one of the boards I have the word procrastination, and the last part of the word procrastination is the word nation, and I'll explain the largest nation of failures in the world are those who procrastinate. And as I said in my statement, procrastination leads to devastation. It's the assassination of your destination. So you got to learn to act now. But here's why we procrastinate, because we're good people, and as good people, we don't want to make mistakes. But here's the thing. We're waiting for the right place, the right time, but in the perfect place rather than the perfect time, everything be just perfect. Only problem is we're not perfect. So that perfect situation rarely ever comes, and if it does come, because we're not perfect, we miss it. So when I tell people you don't have to necessarily get it right, you have to get it going. Once you get it going, then you can get it right. Because see, a car is impossible to steer when it's standing still, but once it starts to move, it's easier to steer, and sometimes we just got to get in gear. And it's kind of like the headlights at night when I'm driving. It only shows 250 feet. So if I'm going to drive, I got to go 250 feet. Then it'll show me 250 feet more. But if I just sit there saying, no, I got to see the whole path. No, it doesn't work that way. And so, again, so with the procrastination, understand you don't have to necessarily get it right. Now, again, if you're going to build a bridge or something like that, we're talking about life, though. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. Once you get it going, you can then get it right. And when you have that right mental mindset, right mental attitude, you will start connecting with people and things that will help you to get those little nuances right. And next thing you know, bam, you're breaking through.
My very favorite saying is, winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan. And you are so right on that one. You just got to get it right. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. Wonderful.
Exactly.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope our listeners really got something out of today. This was a really incredible show. You can
get
the book.
You didn't get the book, but you did.
You can get the book from Dr. Stan at drbreakthrough.com. That's www.drbreakthrough. Encourage you to go get that right now and start to experience breakthroughs today. Thanks again, Stan, for being here. If I can do anything to help you, please just let me know.
Same here. I'm happy to serve you any way I can.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, can I just do this? I really want to get the message of the book out to people. So, again, let's just make sure folks go to the drbreakthrough.com, the bottom left in order. They're also going to get 2 tickets to my live event. But when they order, anybody that orders for this the day is Tuesday, so we'll give them through Friday, because I know there's some people here to read the rebroadcast, whatever else. But all they got to do is put down Gina or radio show or whatever they want to put down in the comment section so the office knows. What we're going to do is we're going to send you a second book absolutely free, and here's why. Because I teach in the book about one of the things to get transformed is to have a book buddy. So while you're reading a book, you want somebody else to have a book. It also serves as accountability partner. But it's amazing how my wife can read something and get something out of the same thing I read, and I didn't get it. And then we come together, then it's amazing. So when they buy one book, I'm going to give them the second book free for two things. One, so they can either gift that book, second book, to somebody else and have a book buddy. Or what I would love people to do as entrepreneurs is read the book, get a breakthrough, and then sell the second book to somebody else, make their money back, and then have a book buddy. How's that?
That's brilliant. What an awesome idea. Thank you so much for that.
Well, my pleasure. God bless you. Thank you.
DrBreakthrough.com. Thank you much.
Right. And I will be back next week at noon Eastern on Tuesday here on Blog Talk Radio for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Alrighty.
Thanks, everyone. Nathwani is our guest next week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.